Warm welcome to the studio to Angela Sherman.
So thank you very much, Dean. Nice to have me on the show.
It's lovely to have you here. And the point about hitting the road is that, in fact, you very often do hit the road, don't you?
I do, in a good way, I should say.
In a good way. Yes, absolutely. You're not thrown out of town after town.
Not yet.
Not yet, no. And your lifestyle can be described as this incredibly exciting thing, which I find it very interesting, a digital nomad.
Exactly. Yes, it's an interesting description. And there are more of us than you might think. And really what it essentially is...
So hang on, how do you know there are lots of you?
Because there are digital nomad forums, there are all sorts of social media groups, there are lots of websites. And I think it's really today's technology that allows people to work from anywhere.
Yes. So the point is, you work and earn money.
That's right.
All in one gorgeous breath.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, not being of any fixed abode.
That's right, yes. Essentially, as long as I have Wi-Fi and a desk to work at, my business is such that it's all online, mostly online, I should say, which enables me to work from anywhere that I choose to work from, which is a wonderful feeling. And it came from a place of feeling quite constrained. And so it's kind of grown from that and reading more about how people live and work. And how actually you can easily work from anywhere these days.
Wow. And so do you wake up and savour the freedom?
I do. Sometimes I wake up and have to remember where I am.
Where I am. Yes. Yes. Okay.
But yes.
And where am I today?
And I obviously choose where I go.
Yes.
And I've discovered that it's actually better to be in a place for a longer rather than a shorter time. So you have a chance to get to know it, build yourself a sense of community.
So in fact, you do want those things that are like normal social things. You do want to connect with other people.
Yes, I think that sense of community is vital. And it's perfectly possible to find that when you're on the road.
Really?
When you're travelling. And I think if you research a place beforehand, before you get there, and whether it's the fact that you want to go to a yoga class or you want to go to an art class once a week to obviously, you know, make that connection with other people.
Yes.
But I mean, obviously daytime I'm working as usual, but it's a nice freedom to have.
It sounds amazing. We're gonna have another go at Hit the Road, Jack, just because I've been longing to play this. So let's have another go. A show on Marlow FM, Friday afternoons. We're on 97.5 in the Marlow area, and everywhere else we are on www.marlowfm.co.uk. And I'm here with Angela Sherman, and we're talking about a job that you probably never thought of doing when somebody said to you at school, what would you like to be, Angela? Do you want to be a teacher or something? You never thought, I'm going to be a digital nomad. Careers teacher.
I don't know if that even is in the careers book, but... yeah, I mean, I would say if I look at it in terms of my job and my career, that's not my job or career, but it's a way of life. It's how I live at the moment.
I also find it quite interesting, just on the kind of marketing side, is that we can call ourselves anything these days, can't
yes,
we?
Yes, absolutely.
And in fact, you know, a digital nomad has got nothing to do with what you do. And in fact, probably we'll get to your day-to-day life in a minute. But a lot of people probably don't know you're not actually sitting, you know, in Buckinghamshire. Answering their questions chained to a desk.
That's right, yes.
No.
And I mean, the beauty of it in some ways is that you can be literally anywhere and nobody needs to know where you are.
Yes, yes. I love the idea that you... I mean, I'm so glad for you that you go out and find people to talk to, because I would have thought the downside of it is that if it's all online and you're connecting with other people who are similarly... you know, dispersed over the globe, which, I mean, is fun. But, I mean, it's nice to see real people, isn't it?
It is. And one of the best things that I think you can do is find an independent cafe somewhere and adopt it.
You mean
it.
Not a chain?
Yes.
Yes.
And if you can find a really good independent cafe, there are almost certainly going to be other people in there tapping away at their laptops. And if you frequent that cafe enough, you get to know the owners, and it's a really nice... It becomes almost a part of your community.
Yes. I think about J.K. Rowling, you know, she wrote her books in the cafe, didn't she? I mean, it's almost the new... It's the new kitchen table, isn't it?
It is, yes. And I believe there are also now... There's a movement for homeowners to rent out their kitchen tables to digital nomads.
Really?
on a daily basis. It's not something I've looked into much, how but I believe that's happening now.
Oh, wow. That's kind of an extension of the whole Uber idea, isn't it? You know, isn't it? Rent out a bit.
Yes.
Or you know, parking and all these other things where supply meets demand over the internet. How incredible. So just tell us, give me an example of what kinds of things you do. I mean, where do you pitch up? Where do you stay? What happens to you?
Well, I do a lot of house sitting and I'm a big fan of
cats. For which you get paid, I presume.
No, I don't. And most house sitters don't charge.
Oh, really?
Because it's a mutually beneficial thing.
Okay.
So the house sitter,
yes,
and I'm a big fan of cats, so I do a lot of cat sitting.
Yes.
Gets to stay in the house, effectively as if it was a holiday cottage, I suppose, that kind of basis.
Yes.
You obviously have to pay to get there, and you would sort out your own food and stuff, but you have the use of the house and you take care of the house for the owner.
Yes.
The owner can go away knowing that there's somebody looking after their house and their cat or whoever.
Yes.
And it's a mutual thing, and it works. It seems to work really, really well.
Wow, that's very good for the homeowner. I hadn't realised, you know, you don't have to pay.
Yes.
Because there are enough people who want to sit in your house, I suppose.
Yes, and also then they don't have, you know, cattery fees.
Yes.
Or kennel fees.
Huge, yes.
And there's somebody there on the spot if anything happens.
Absolutely.
Can deal with it.
Wow, how amazing. So is another website, is it? Or are there loads of websites?
There are lots
like that?
Lots of house sitting websites.
Yes.
And I remember sitting in bed about 18 months ago reading an article about travelling and how to keep the costs down travelling. And I just happened to read about house sitting and it seemed like a fantastic idea. So I looked into it and I've been house sitting and cat sitting for the last year.
Have you? Wow.
Which has been a really interesting
So was
process.
It 2015 then? Was that? Did you have a whole year of travelling?
Yes,
so
it was. Yes.
Yes. Wow. So you find a house sitting thing and you said earlier that you quite like to stay there for a little bit. So what would be the normal length of time you'd be there?
Well, it does vary. I mean, I have done house sits for just a few days.
Okay.
I've also done a house sit for 6 weeks. And I think it depends where you are. If I'm in the UK, I tend to try and find places where I know people.
Yes.
Because it's a great opportunity to catch up with old friends.
Yes.
And I've probably caught up with more old friends this year than I have seen in a while.
Yes.
If it's somewhere abroad, then, you know, it really helps to speak the language.
Yes.
But I think then you have to make a little bit more of an effort to get to know people. And or you may know people in the area already. Mm. And, you know, it's a lot of research. I think that's important so that you know where you're going, you know what's what. You can kind of hit the ground running.
Because you kind of know where the buses are or whatever, something like that.
Because also, of course, once you get there, you are still working full-time.
Yes.
And you need to be able to, you know, get back to work whilst you are getting used to a new place.
Absolutely. So do you normally go on the plane or would you drive or where do you...
It depends. I'm about to go across to mainland Europe for 3 months and I'm taking the car.
Yes.
But I have flown...
Yeah,
to places before. It really depends.
Yes. Wow. So where are you going to in Europe?
First, I'm going to Germany for 6 weeks.
Right.
And then I'm going down to Spain for 6 weeks. And they are both actually homeowners that I've house sat for before.
Really? And they want you back again?
Yes.
I love it because your cats were happy.
The cats were happy.
You like the cats. and presumably that, again, is easier for you because... Bingo, you arrive somewhere where you actually, you know, you know where the fridge is and where the food is and all that.
Yes, yeah. And obviously this time, you know, having already got to know them, you know, I'll know what's what and it's much easier.
It'll be much quicker, yes. And do you speak German and Spanish?
I speak German and I've been learning Spanish this year.
Well done.
Because I did find that quite hard last time I went.
Mm.
So I made myself a promise that I would learn some Spanish.
So you feel you've done that?
Yeah, I mean it's still quite low level, but I can certainly get by much better than last time.
Yes, I would have thought it's quite uncomfortable being in a country when you don't speak the language.
Yes, and I'm one of those people that really hates relying on other people to speak English.
Yes, which is all part of the independent traveller bit, I think. Yes, well.